Fly down, rainbows in the sky, let's fly away. Like a bird, you're free to see the boundless face of the earth. Let the wind blow you like a kite. Hello friends, and welcome back to Destructo Discourse. This is a Dragon Ball Z rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Tyler, and joining me for the discourse on this episode is Aaron.
Oh, hi.
And Jason. Kid Jason.
Yeah, I've purged the evil within myself and then swallowed it and then absorbed all of my friends and then had those yanked out, and now I'm Kid Jason. I'm just here to hoot and holler.
Just follow these six easy steps to reclaim your inner child.
Mm-hmm. Just scream and throw all the tantrums.
Pound your chest like a gorilla.
Don't take any pictures with your mouth closed.
This week we're covering episodes 280, 281, and 282.
God, we've gone really far, haven't we?
We've gone too far, some might say.
280. Jesus.
We went beyond. We went further beyond.
Even further beyond.
And then we went 280 beyond.
Before we begin, I have a question for you all.
Yes.
Have you ever admitted defeat?
Never.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
See, you just had a full Vegeta character arc in like 2 seconds. Right there.
Didn't take you 280 episodes to do it. You just did it right then.
Bing bang boom. Yeah.
The one that's the realest for me, like, they're all music related. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of accepting during college when I was not gonna continue on with trumpet and like coming back home on breaks and like meeting old trumpet buddies and seeing them continuing to be majoring in like music performance or music education.
Right.
And they were people that, you know, formerly had always kept in their place as second chair, but you know, then we go play Christmas carols and I can hardly hit a high C, and it's just time to let that dream go.
Time to pack it up and watch Dragon Ball Z instead.
Yeah. Where's your Dragon Ball Z podcast?
Yeah, got him.
Yeah.
Bam. I fell into a bit of an existential toilet for this, because it's like, when have you ever admitted defeat? And then I go, almost every day of art school.
Oh no.
Oh no.
You walk in every day and end the day with, yep, I lost.
That's the fascinating thing about not only art school, but I find art in general as a profession.
True.
I do kind of feel defeated at the end of every day, but then the next day I go in and I look at what I did and I'm like, this isn't that bad.
This God-like.
Is okay. Yeah, this is fine. I'm going to keep doing this. My answer is almost every time I've played a sport.
Oh. Were you a sportsman?
My parents sure tried. They signed me up for everything.
Oh.
I signed myself up for golf because I did enjoy that.
Huh.
And I did enjoy playing baseball, but I was not very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I noticed that my peers were starting to become very good at it, I decided to bow out and just watch.
Because they need their emotional support.
Exactly. From the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
But not audibly.
They even build bleachers there. Specifically for that purpose.
That is exactly what the bleachers are for.
It's for people to cheer on while reading volumes of Bleach.
That's what we called ourselves back in the day. We're the bleachers.
We're real bleachers here.
I don't know a goddamn thing about Bleach.
It's got a sword.
This is just a big
soul
sword.
Society.
Oh yeah,
Reapers. Something about that. Ichigo.
Yes.
Well, I'm admit defeat right now. You know way oodles more than I do.
Yeah,
I did have.
I thought I had it down with. He has a sword.
I did have a Shonen Jump subscription for a while, so I did peruse it, but it did not stick with me.
I did too, and I don't remember.
Would you guys like to discuss episodes of the hit anime Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, let's discuss the parts of Shonen Jump that we did pay attention to.
Mine was Yu-Gi-Oh!
Good.
Also Shaman King.
Shaman King, man, I'm so sad that there's no legal way to get Shaman King in the States anymore.
Wait, is there not? Like,
no, what? Viz doesn't have the license for it anymore, so you can't buy it digitally. You're gonna have to find back issues of the graphic novel. And
wild.
Man, who has the time? Not me.
I had no idea.
I'm so sad, though. I would love to reread Shaman King.
Me
but
too.
We're here for Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah!
And
Shaman King, more like Shaman Popper.
We're here for the
Shaman
Prince of all
low
Saiyans.
Class. Right. No, low class kings for us.
Yeah.
Princes all the way.
This week.
And Goku.
And also Goku. This week we're covering episodes 280, 281, 282. The English title of 280 is Vegeta's Respect.
The Japanese title roughly translates to Vegeta takes off his hat. Goku, you are number one.
Vegeta doesn't wear a hat.
He doesn't have a hat.
I tip my hat to you.
He's been wearing a secret hat this whole time. Just hiding it under his hair.
Is he bald?
Is he doing...
Is that a hat?
When I was in high school, we did Seussical the Musical, and to get, like, giant Who hair, what we would do is put, like, a water bottle on our head.
Yes!
And then brush up the hair around it.
I remember that.
Is that what he's been doing this whole time?
Vegeta takes off his secret water bottle. Goku, you are number one.
His weighted water bottle. It's one of those big ones, too.
Just a big old Contigo water bottle.
Goku and Kid Buu re-engage in their fight, and Goku blows up Kid Buu, and he reforms, but he's all messed up, and he puts his head where his butt should be.
Uh-oh.
That's so funny.
Got him.
This crazy kid. I like that there isn't a hole in his pants. His head just kind of clips through the geometry.
Yep.
Everybody in Otherworld is watching this fight now, and even Hell has a pay-per-view set up.
Yo, we brought back the villains
hell
for a minute.
Hell party!
They got out of their hell cell to watch the big fight.
Special circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's here except for Raditz and the clown android.
Nappa is not
Nappa
there
ain't
either.
There.
Nappa's not there. What's Nappa not doing there? Where's he?
These are excellent questions.
Oh, we have answered this. He's gardening. He's in his jorts.
Oh, right. Didn't he get revived or something?
But
then he
yeah.
blew up again.
Skies out, thighs out.
Yeah, he did blow up again because the Earth is now no longer here.
He's probably in line, I guess.
Yeah.
Gauz and Mez recognize Goku from all those years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was so happy to see them.
Frieza and Cell heckle Goku.
God.
Oh my gosh. Cell has not been paying attention. And nope. The way he talks about Goku, like, oh, he's trying so hard with this guy, but he gave up for me, like, makes me wonder if he was also even paying attention during his own saga.
Evidently not.
Nope.
And Frieza just is continuing to crush on Goku.
Oh my god.
Baka, he's so dumb.
The hate thirst is so real.
I love him so much.
Babidi introduces himself to all of his fellow hell bros.
That's my son.
That's my baby boy.
I taught him everything he knows about Punch.
If anybody wants to know more about Punch, I'll be right over here behind this rock, secretly rooting for the other guy.
Do it, Goku! Beat the Boo!
This guy does not know the idea of an inner voice and the difference between that and an outer voice.
He's a wizard.
Maybe yeah, you're right.
Maybe that's a wizard thing.
Oh, I fully believe that is, quote-unquote, hashtag a wizard thing.
Hashtag just wizard things. It's my Tumblr mood board.
Kid Buu rolls up in a ball and pinballs around the battlefield.
He just loves being a ball.
He loves it.
He loves being an orb.
If you could be a ball, would you? Here's our second banter question.
No.
No.
It's not permanent. You can be a ball whenever you want and then not be a ball.
It's like Morph Ball.
Exactly. The same way that Boo does it.
But I'm not bouncy like Boo.
I
have bones.
I would give it a try. If I could, I'd see what it's about.
Yeah, don't yuck anyone's orb, Aaron.
I'm not yucking your orb. I'm checking in with my body to see if it would want to be a ball, and my body is saying,
nah.
Nah. Orb, not for me.
Don't shame my not-orbness.
Goku's energy and resolve are draining fast, but Boo is not fatigued at all.
This brought to mind, he's very much... Frieza reminded me that Saiyans are, like, monkey people.
Mm-hmm.
But Boo really is just fighting a monkey. Like, just a screaming, not a person, just there for chaos.
Goku tries to end the fight in one fell swoop with a giant Kamehameha, but no dice.
Oh, it's a good Kamehameha,
it's really good. But, oh no, it blasts him apart and it does nothing.
He splits into a billion little Boos and they all fire back.
I do like the million tiny Boos, though.
They do all have unique poses.
Yeah, they do.
There's one, like, lounging in the back. As though we were a crooner on the back of a baby grand
baby
piano.
Grand. Yeah.
Goku drops out of Super Saiyan 3 and collapses on the ground.
And who rushes to his side?
His old buddy Vegeta.
His old buddy Vegeta, he says, oh no, Kakarot.
Yeah,
I'm right here.
He is surprisingly concerned. Outwardly concerned, I'll say.
Yeah.
There is no facade to what Vegeta is feeling.
Family, death, and fusion will change a man.
Yeah.
He tags in for Goku so that he can rest for a bit.
I do really appreciate how Vegeta, like, gently pivots from the outward affection to, like, the more familiar banter.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, if you're done eating dirt.
You big dummy. Baka.
It's a very sweet sort of caring thing to do.
Vegeta is almost immediately thrashed by Boo. And
yep.
is just totally outclassed. And Boo does a sexy little victory dance.
Oh my god.
What does he?
He's just doing like a little fun hip shaky dance.
It's like he just like stretches out, he's like three belly dancers in a low cut trench coat.
Low cut trench coat is absolutely doing it for me, and I don't know why. I like the idea that it's a trench coat, but it is like a crop top length in the front, but it just trails behind like a cloak.
It's a crop trench.
A crop trench. Yep, yes.
Get that high-low.
High and very low.
Vegeta starts blowing off Boo's legs, but Boo just turns it into a fun game of just regrowing his lower body.
It looks like he's pooping out his legs.
It really does.
I wasn't going to say it, except that I was, because I wrote it in my notes.
Except he did say it. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. But he does make a face.
Vegeta comes to the realization that he is absolutely no match for Boo.
Yep.
I'm so proud of him.
Took him long enough.
Right before Boo blows a hole in Vegeta, Goku headbutts the little imp away.
Yay!
And then he cuts back in on this dance.
Aw, I love fights that could just as easily be dances.
Vegeta just watches on in awe and respect.
This pays off. There have been a lot of shots sort of at the beginning of this episode, so like throughout the fight beforehand, of where the camera was like behind Vegeta and pointed upwards, so you're kind of seeing not his point of view exactly, but from his perspective, and this kind of pays off on that.
Mm-hmm.
Where we really are hitting it home, like he is having to look on from the peanut gallery, and we're not looking to him as the peanut gallery. We're in there with him.
Vegeta begins to reflect on all of the time that he has known Goku since the day they met on Earth.
Take five, animators.
Actually, these are all reanimated.
I really? Wondered.
I'm not sure about the androids and Cell bit, but definitely Saiyan arc and Namek arc.
Okay.
Those are in the modern style. I don't know why. They could have just as easily reused the stuff they've always been reusing, but they saw that this was important enough to reanimate, I guess.
It's weird because they kind of, like, made it... It fooled me, is what I'm saying. Like, the lines felt a little looser and more organic. Because by the time we get to Cell and Boo, they, like... The lines on character animation just got very tight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good job. Didn't need to do that, but okay. Don't take five animators.
Yeah.
Back to work.
I guess it makes it less jarring. It makes it more about the growth of their relationship versus the growth of the
television show.
Television show.
Right.
I am just going to do what I usually do and put in his speech here, but I did write it down so that we could talk about it.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was your loved ones. That it was your instinct to protect them that spurred you on and pushed you beyond your limits.
Dad! It's really you!
It's him!
But then I found myself with a family of my own, and my power didn't increase at all. I used to fight for the sheer pleasure of it, for the thrill of the hunt. Oh, I had the strength unmeasurable. I spared no one. And yet, you showed mercy to everyone. Even your fiercest enemies. Even me. Yet you never fought to kill or for revenge. Only to test your limits and to push yourself beyond them. To become the strongest you could possibly be. How can a Saiyan fight like that and at the same time be so gentle that he wouldn't hurt a fly? Oh, it makes me angry just thinking about it. But... perhaps it is my anger that has made me blind to the truth for so long. I see it now. This day has made it all too clear. You're better than me, Kakarot. You are the best.
Wow.
There's a lot to unpack.
It takes a lot to admit that.
It does. Well, and there's a lot here, too. Like, there's still, you know, an emotional journey for him to go through. He's not done, because like he's still got some of those old hang-ups of like, oh, I had a family and my power didn't increase at all. I used to be so powerful killing everybody. Bud, your power level increased so much once you had a family,
right?
You were on par with Raditz before.
Yeah, you didn't hit Super Saiyan 1 until you had a family.
Mm-hmm. But in regards to his relationship with Goku, like, I know from living in the world that he and Goku still have, like, a competitive relationship.
Yeah.
Kind of friendship. There's sparring buddies going forward. But it feels like a healthier place. I should have written it down. It feels like going forward, any sort of competitive spirit Vegeta has towards Goku would be grounded in reality, versus up until this point, it's been, oh, I'm better than Kakarot, I just need to prove that this is the case. Whereas now he can be like, Kakarot is, you know, who he is, and I can aspire to push myself to him, which is kind of what Goku does naturally, of like, finally Vegeta has a limit to push past as opposed to a fear to run from.
The most important line to me in there is when he says, it makes me angry just thinking about it, and then he realizes, oh, there it is again. There's that thing that always gets in my way. It's my anchor.
Oh, wait. that's it.
Maybe this has been my problem all along.
If anybody wonders what being in therapy's like, it's basically lots of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Yeah.
Oh, hey, there I go. I'm doing it again, aren't I?
There's the thing again.
Oh, that's the thing I do.
This is the thing that always precedes my fall. Interesting.
Weird.
So I'm just so proud of Vegeta.
Took a long time to get here, but...
I hope he gets to move forward with this hard-won knowledge.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Better late than never. They say the best time to plant a tree was 30 years ago, and the second best time to plant a tree is today.
I never heard that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Any other notes for 280?
Vegeta, I just had one. There was a really cool... I appreciate any time there's an image of fights that is new and makes me feel the scale of a fight all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And this had this cool shot like from out in space where we see across the span of the planet, like punch, 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 big explosion from left to right. And then from right to left again, punch, 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 big explosion. And that was really cool. I guess secondly, any move Vegeta makes from here on will really be heroic and courageous because it's coming from a place of knowing that he isn't the most powerful piece on the chessboard.
And and definitely stands no chance here.
Right. So making the choice to still get involved, knowing that makes him just so heroic and cool and great.
Episode 281. The English title is Minute of Desperation.
The Japanese title roughly translates to Pull Through Vegeta! One life-threatening minute.
Goku's giving it everything he's got, but not making any headway.
He launches this massive beam at Boo, who is so excited to bat it away. Like, he gets his arms ready.
Like a dog with a ball.
And the beam just, like, he smacks his arms down, and the beam just blasts his limbs clean off. And he's so mad about it.
Unlike a dog with a ball.
Vegeta silently roots him on from the sideline. Goku catches Boo in a vice grip between two ki blasts and then tries to squish him.
That's
a good move.
It like was weird looking.
Was weird looking.
Boo, like, is catching the energy blasts with his, like, gross limbs.
Yeah, he's bending in ways that a body should not bend.
Yeah.
Goku tries to bring it home by shooting another ki blast at the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But Boo, yeah, wriggles out.
Goku goes back to his ally to good roots by telling Majin Buu, what I represent, you can never destroy Majin Buu.
Here we go.
All right. What does Goku think he represents?
At this point in time?
Yeah. Like, we could say what Goku represents to us, the viewer, but what does Goku represent in his mind?
Like, I mean, in the context of the dub, it is just the generic sort of Superman heroism that he represents.
Humanity, mm-hmm. hope.
Yeah, the hope for the people of the Earth that is no longer here. Yeah.
But in Japanese, he doesn't care about any of those things, so...
Yeah.
I think it's a more interesting question in that context.
Because I want to win.
Yeah, in that context, it is just what Vegeta was talking about, which is the will to, or the desire, the drive to surpass limitation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is also, like, almost more interesting, like, because Boo certainly doesn't have... He has a version of that desire. He wants to surpass limitation in terms of, like, I just don't want anybody telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want physical objects in my way.
Right. I don't know if you could describe what he has as drive.
Yeah.
Because it isn't pointed towards anything.
He has impulse.
Yeah, it's just impulse.
But Goku, the idea that the will to surpass limits is a thing unto itself that just happens to be represented by Goku,
manifests in different... permutations.
It's just interesting that Goku might be self-aware of that a little. I keep saying that he's smarter than we give him credit for.
I think at some point he gets knocked down again, because my next note is that Vegeta goes and gives Goku a clothed pep talk. Oh no, this is he blows up Majin Buu, and Majin Buu's just taking his sweet time to reform. while they have this conversation. He tells him to just let loose and do the damn thing. You are the one that can do this. You gotta do this.
Fuck him up, Goku.
Unfortunately, Goku dragged the fight out longer so that Vegeta could have a shot. And now he's all weak and he needs time to recuperate.
My finger is on the button to call Fib cops. Like, on the one hand, I believe Goku. On the other hand, this just seems too convenient, especially that what happens next, which is that he gives Vegeta a very important job to do, which is, you know, a thing you do sometimes to make somebody feel better.
Uh-huh. Goku asks for 1 minute with no interruptions so that he can recharge his ki, and Vegeta offers to cover him for that.
All right, bud, you got it. Tag him in.
There is an important, I think, distinction between the Japanese and English dubs, because in Japanese, Vegeta stakes his pride on staying alive for this 1 minute, which
that's
to me
a whole new thing.
Yeah, that felt more meaningful to put that on the line.
Yeah, because his pride isn't based on being the best now; it's on being useful to the survival of people that he cares about, and including himself in that.
Goku warns him that if he double dies, there's no coming back from that, apparently.
Alright, shit.
Didn't they say, like, the opposite in the fighting tournament at Grand Kai's planet?
They absolutely did.
They sure did, but also that was filler and I guess not canon, and I guess they did not compare notes, so whatever.
Okay.
It's fine. what matters is that death is real now for this fight.
For this one fight.
For this
we
one
have
fight.
Stakes.
It's weird having stakes.
I like it.
Vegeta begins with his tried and true beam scramble.
This is the perfect opportunity for a beam scramble.
It's just to buy time.
It's buying time, and also, he's got a scramble. He's got many targets.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
One beam couldn't hit them all.
He gets his face pounded into the dirt.
Yep.
Sure does.
Yep. And, this is, where Boo, like, hops into the ground and then tunnels like Bugs Bunny. And apparently takes the right turn at Albuquerque. He takes his knee takes the right turn at Vegeta's small intestine.
Oof.
Boo turns his sights on Goku when Vegeta seemingly passes out, but Vegeta's not ready to quit until the minute is up.
He's like, determined.
He says, "What are you laughing at?" 1 minute to charge up is like, what? Like at least 30 minutes in anime.
Mm-hmm. It's gotta be at least 6 episodes, right?
Right. We've watched Namek blow up. We've been here. We've been new. We've been done new. It's fine.
Vegeta gets thrashed even more and ends up with a face full of ki.
Oh.
I was so afraid for, like, a couple of frames, because it looked the way that the...
Yep.
It looked like his head got exploded.
He wouldn't have that no more.
Yeah, it very looked like his head was blasted clean off.
And the camera very much didn't show us his face for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine.
Again.
His beautiful princely face.
This prince refuses to stay down.
Vegeta is not used to being the Tien here. On purpose. He's not used to being the roadblock. He doesn't realize that you don't need to fight Boo. You just gotta keep him busy. You can do that.
He's got pride.
You can do that in a number of ways. You can make a big square hole in the ground.
He's the prince of all roadblocks.
Goku is realizing that he's having some trouble collecting ki.
Oh no!
He should have been done by now, but he can't hold up his end of the bargain.
Can't fill his 7th bar of meter.
Yeah.
Just keeps slipping away.
Boo begins to choke Vegeta to death.
Wow.
This is a new choking animation.
Yep.
We've seen a lot of choking.
A noodle choke.
It's a noodle choke.
Mm-hmm. And his face is more choked.
His face is very funny in a Toriyama way.
In a way that makes me worry that he's dying. because of the anime this is.
Any other notes for 281?
I just, chef's kiss, gold stars, platinum stars, diamond stars to to all of the Goku Vegeta banter, and it's just all of, like, Vegeta just brings up the fact, like, oh, I don't have to worry about staying alive, I'm already dead. Like, he's going full Shadow the Hedgehog in a way that I love.
Well, and the best thing about that is, like, he could have said that line so many lines earlier, but he held it, which just is one of my favorite Vegeta traits.
The patience of a prince.
The patience, the waiting for the perfect, most dramatic moment to do whatever the thing is he's planning on.
To deliver the line. He had that in the chamber for so long.
Just like he did with Super Saiyan 1. Just like he did... chef's kiss.
Mwah. All around.
Molto bene.
Episode 282. The English title is one I wish it didn't have, which is Old Boo Emerges.
Okay.
They're usually so good about their spoilers.
Yep.
To be fair, it didn't go the way I expected it to go.
Fair enough.
The title misled me as to what it was spoiling.
Well... Don't you worry, because the Japanese title is here to fill in those gaps. As it roughly translates to, "Don't you pick on Satan. The original Boo is revived."
Ah, I see. Wait, but this is the original Boo.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's complicated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boo, while choking Vegeta, also electrocutes him, somehow.
Yeah.
Just a thing he can do.
He decides to do it. He also begins to bash him around like a flail.
Like a noodly Hulk.
Yep.
Kaibito resolves to return to the Kai Realm and try and help Vegeta buy more time. And Dende offers to come too to use his healing powers on Goku. That's a pretty good idea.
Dende.
Support crew.
Woo!
Old Kai talks them out of it. So that they don't become two more bodies that Goku has to worry about.
Hi, because you're Dende, and the only way we can wish shit back is if you don't die. And also, you, Mr. Kaibito, are super gods, so maybe chill a bit.
I mean, they can't wish shit back. Dragon
it's
Balls
only
are gone.
Half super
god. Oh, that's right. That's right, I forgot.
Dende is full-on expendable now.
Oh, hey, yeah. Good point.
If you want wish stuff, you gotta go to New Namek.
So glad they're leaving New Namek out of this conflict.
Boo finally releases Vegeta and punches him to the ground.
Oh boy.
Oof.
Despite everything, Vegeta stands up once more.
Yeah.
He gets knocked down. He gets back up again. Yeah. You ain't ever gonna keep him down.
Wait, doesn't he get choked again?
Boo decides it's time to resume the choking.
Man, can we wish to the dragon just to bring back Vegeta's windpipe?
Yeah, Lord.
Man.
He chokes him and then just full on, like, constrictor boa noodle arms him.
Scoops him up. Vegeta fades from Super Saiyan as Boo prepares a blast to end him.
Oh no.
But an unexpected savior comes to Vegeta's aid.
Who could it be?
Caught you with your filthy hand in the cookie jar, didn't I, big guy?
Yeah! Mr. Cookie Satan!
What is this metaphor, Mr. Satan?
What are you going for, champ?
It's a metaphor for cookies.
Mr. Satan begins to mock Boo to get his attention.
Hey, if there is one thing that fool is good at, showmanship.
This is the language he understands.
The language of the ring.
He cuts a promo for the gods.
Mr. Satan thinks to himself something that seems prescient.
Which is?
Maybe this nightmare is going to turn into a Mr. Satan Saves the Universe dream.
Buddy, what a beautiful dream.
Wouldn't that be wild? Boo lunges for him, but something stops him from hurting Mr. Satan again.
Could it be?
And something begins to hurt in Boo's head.
Oh no!
A memory?
No, it's not a memory. He catches a wad of something in his mouth and spits it out.
Is that not how you experience memories?
Yeah, I take any... I hawk it up like a loogie. Let's not overlook the fact that Satan moons Mr. Boo, or moons Kid Boo, and says, "Kiss my Blarney Stone."
He does say that.
And he assumes that Boo's, like, head-clutching, shrieking thing is because Majaboo must have sensed my aura.
God. He jumps to that instead of thinking it was such a sick burn.
Maybe he put on some really good cologne, I don't know. Called Aura.
Just a lot. I mean, I'd believe that if you put on enough cologne.
Mr. Satan looks like he is bathing in cologne.
He looks like a fragrant gentleman.
He looks like he is in fine perfumes.
The old Boo emerges from the wad of spit to Hercule's shock.
So we say old Boo. What I expected to happen was when Kaibito and Dende planned to go to Earth, I thought old Kai was gonna come too and offer himself up as a sacrifice.
As a fusion to weaken.
Right, and then we would get old...
old Boo.
Old Wrinkle Boo. I'm into that, actually. Why didn't we get that?
Because this is more emotionally satisfying.
Yeah, you're right. I missed my friend, Mr. Boo.
So, and I also have a thought on the idea of original Boo. So, Boo, Kid Boo, original, like, the Boo what was made by Bibbidi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is a creation of a wizard who just wanted a machine of destruction.
Yeah.
Right.
And so my thought is that he didn't really become a person until Daikaio fused with him and
injected him with humanity.
Yeah. I could see Daikaio, we don't see much of him. He seems like a thoughtful Kai.
Like a wise, sagely type, yeah.
And like the type who would sacrifice himself to give a being the opportunity to experience being a, you know, a real quote unquote human, like human in the expansive sense.
Yeah.
Being. And so this is the true original person of Boo.
The true Boo.
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing Boo said when he became Boo was, "I am all Boo, head to toe."
Me Boo from head to toe.
And when Vegeta threatened to remove the Boo pod from inside Majin Boo, Super Boo says, "I won't be me anymore." Like, even though he doesn't like having that, you know, like, weak good Boo part in him, like, that's
it is essential.
That is giving his
personhood,
his sentience.
And now what's left is just a screaming bubblegum.
It's just a ball of
capuchin monkey.
Yeah.
Mr. Satan and Bee do their best to wake up Mr. Boo. And Mr. Satan thanks him for keeping the other Boo from attacking him, claiming that Mr. Boo is the only friend that he has.
Buddy! I felt very many feelings. Because I fully believe it. I fully believe that he has many... he's the king of parasocial relationships,
he
right?
He knows people, yeah.
He has followers.
He knows everyone, but nobody really knows him. You know what I mean? Like, they know him, but they don't really, like, know him.
I've been a teenager.
Oh, yeah. So it's... my heart.
Yeah. This guy and Boo and this dog are just the friendship bro TP.
I would fully watch just a spinoff of those three, just having adventures and feelings.
He resolves to now protect the unconscious Boo from Kid Boo. Kid Boo taps him on the nose and damn near breaks it.
Yeah, that's the money. Satan is very possessive about this. He's like, "Oh, not the nose! Not the nose! That's the moneymaker!"
Striking profile.
Yeah. Grecian.
Satan does try to punch Boo before this, and I love it every time it happens when somebody who is just completely out of their league tries to fight the villain, and like the villain just does not move a single cell.
Stands there stock still.
Is not even moved with inertia.
Unblinking in the face of punches.
It's almost like a cosmic level of power difference to not even be like have your flesh moved out of the way.
But he is trying, and that's what I appreciate so much.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He is giving it his all.
As heroic a way as Vegeta, because he does think it's a dream. But
he does think there's a chance he'll come out on top.
But there's got to be a part of him that knows that it's not, because he's so happy to see his friend again.
Kid Boo goes back to chest pounding.
Just ready to go ape shit.
He lunges for Mr. Satan once more, but is stopped by a ki blast from off screen.
Pew!
Mr. Boo is back on his feet.
So many surprising saviors in this episode.
Pow, pow, pow.
Ow, ow, ow.
As the two Boos clash, Goku reveals that even as he powers up, his ki is just rapidly fading away. And he can't hold on to it. It's just slipping away from him.
Uh-oh.
And then he powers down to his base form again and is confused. So it looks like the fate of the universe is now to be decided between two Boos.
Uh-oh.
A tale of two Boos.
Any other notes for the episodes this week?
Boo's so happy to see B.
I'm happy to see B.
Well, I'm always happy to see B. It's just good to hear Boo's voice say, B! In that particular way he does. It's also nice to see Boo with his, like, little cape. Like, this is a Boo who has chosen to wear a cape. And has decided, this is a thing I will wear. Because I think it looks cool. And I just literally like that.
He's Boo from head to toe.
This makes my heart so happy.
What's going on with Goku? That's what's confusing me. I'm worried for my boy.
Yeah, this is worrisome.
He put Vegeta through a ton of shit for nothing.
Yeah, he's not even having a radical new heart virus.
He's having a mind virus of, like, worrying.
Can I actually pull this off?
The virus is performance anxiety.
He's, instead of looking at what limits to surpass, the limit is himself. And he's not used to that feeling. I hope it turns out okay.
Well, we have three recordings to find out.
Oh my god.
Don't do this to me.
There's nobody from Earth that he knows that he can call on for a spirit. But, well, I guess there's plants on the Kai planet, so never mind.
Yeah, he's got friends called plants.
The plants. The trees.
Additional plants.
The shrubbery.
Gonna triple dip on plants.
The ferns.
That weird slug guy on the moon.
That water, I guess?
Yeah, water.
Plants in the water.
B, hit me up.
Arf.
Thank you. The spirit Bob grows to be the size of a fucking sun. You've seen how much energy is in a puppy.
I have.
So, what are we doing?
I don't know. This segment, much like the Earth, has fallen apart.
But you know what the thing is that I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It follows the continuity of what we're experiencing.
Everything must eventually end.
That's true.
Sometimes, you know, a giant ball of bubblegum eats everybody.
Sometimes.
And so there's nobody left to talk about.
How about some,
You want to talk about Shaman King?
I don't know shit about Shaman King, I'm sorry.
I have very vague but intense, like, preteen memories.
So, Raditz and Princess Snake get a babysitter and go out to watch the big fight. Where do they go? They go to hell. Because, you know...
Get those tickets.
Get those tickets to 666 Flags. Tell me about the awkward reunion slash avoidance hijinks between Raditz and his former boss, Frieza.
Literally all the bad guys.
Ooh, gosh.
Like, he doesn't... He is not comfortable bringing it up to his darling wife of why he is avoiding these people, but he just keeps seeing people that he does not want to talk to here.
Yeah, it is a bummer party. And he is easy to spot because he has very long hair.
And, I mean, unavoidable thighs.
It's just a striking visage.
I deign to think of what it would be like to try and squeeze those fucking capers into a pair of slacks for this party.
It's gotta be business shorts.
Oh yeah. Business, very casual.
probably he goes to get, I don't know, a chili dog and see who's that in front of him. It's Goldo. Oh no, I guess I won't get a chili dog. But no surprise, he's in hell. That guy sucks.
Yeah, it was bound to happen.
Okay, I'll go over here to this hot dog stand that looks kind of like a briefcase. Oh no, who's there at the briefcase? It's Jace. Dang.
Do you think Raditz got along with the Berry Boys?
I mean, he's got it right. Like, they're entry level, he's entry level-ish.
Like, they would meet at the cooler. Well,
wait, cooler's down here?
That's a person, I shouldn't say that.
He's probably
they would meet at the water bubbler.
I think the Berry Boys think that Raditz gets along with the Berry Boys.
Mm.
I think Raditz thinks he's above the Berry Boys.
Mm.
He's an elite Saiyan warrior.
He doesn't got an answer to the Berry Boys.
He eats a berry for breakfast.
Just a single one. And some carob. He's just like, the Berry Boys are like, Raditz, my boy! Raditz like, oh jeez, hi.
Even these fucking guys are here.
Great. Cool.
We were just catching up with the Cybermen.
Is there anybody on the Frieza Force that he does like? And gets along with?
A pool. There's gotta be one.
The bald one?
I think. The purple xenomorph?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They just have a mutual respect for each other's hair.
Yeah.
Maybe that Dr. Skeksis.
Oh yeah, Dr. Skeksis.
Who doesn't love Dr. Skeksis?
Everyone loves Dr. Skeksis. He gets invited to all the potlucks in hell.
He's incredible at trivia.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bar trivia night.
Jason.
Yes.
Do you have a 4-star rating for us?
No.
What?
I forgot to get one.
What?
I know. Oh no, this is real. This is the bit. I just scrolled to the end of my notes and I was like, wait. I got a perfect reading for you guys this week. What we like to do, of course, is to take various manga debut dates for various Dragon Ball Z characters and reverse engineer our birthday and read for them a little something for them in the horoscope section. And this week, it's the classic. It's your boy. It's Vegeta. Our favorite Scorpio.
Oh, that guy.
With a manga debut date of November 7th, 1988. Good God. Yeah. So he is our favorite Scorpio. My favorite Scorpio, at the very least. Well, hang on. Chi-Chi's and is there, too. And so is one of my favorite Scorpios.
It's good company.
Good company. So, Vegeta, this is your reading. You may get a chance to make some extra money today, perhaps by working some overtime. However, this might interfere with other social engagements and could cause disappointment amongst your family and friends. This could even give rise to a little bit of trouble with your significant other. However, just remember that this tension will pass and the money will be more than worth the trouble. Mm. So hang in there.
Hang in there, buddy.
Hang in there, baby.
Money in this case is a metaphor for everyone being alive.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. I appreciate everyone who tunes into this show every week. Aaron, what would you like the fans to know?
Well, I don't do much on the internet for you to come see, but if you happen to be in or around Dayton, Ohio, you can come to the Black Box Improv Theater. We have shows every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I perform with some groups on Thursday.
And Jason.
Hi, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch.tv, and the name for all three of those is JCalves, JayCalves.
You can follow this show on Twitter at Destructo_Disc, D-I-S-C. Pinned there is an invitation to join our fan Discord server. And we also accept emails to DestructoDiscourse@gmail.com. And if you'd be so kind, please leave a rating and a review for the show on your podcast service of choice, and make it a 4-star rating.
Mm-hmm. But
for the 4-star ball.
It's the Gohan ball. It's our 4-star boy.
It's Ooh. The very first Dragon Ball we ever see.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And maybe even the very last.
Give us the Gohan. I don't know. We have no idea.
We have no clue. But do please give us the Gohan.
This has been Destructo Discourse, and we're just getting warmed up. The road ahead you seem so cold and gray. When night never turns to day, don't you be afraid, you'll fly away. Chala, chala, no time to hesitate, don't wanna search the earth, but then it was a magic surprise. Get you through the night, oh Chala, hey Chala. No time to hesitate, don't search the earth. Within it was a magic surprise. Oh Chala, hey Chala. Be cool, don't be afraid. You got the power to get you through the darkest night. Chala.